It is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice. The Eureka Springs Original Ozark Folk Festival presents a live recording of Michael Jonathan's Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour Saturday in the City Auditorium. Guests include Michael Martin Murphy and Leroy Troy and the Tennessee Mafia Jug Band. A limited number of tickets are available online at theaud.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the underappreciated parts of the United States Constitution, Sanford Levinson, the author of the book Framed, America's 51 Constitutions and the Crisis of Governance, discusses the parts of the documents many of us are unfamiliar with or don't think about that often. Plus, a new report issued today from the Pew Commission on Industrial Farm Animal Production examines animal agriculture in the United States.
And zombies hit the stage at Arts Live in Fayetteville just in time for Halloween.
But first, Congressman Tim Griffin dropped a political bombshell yesterday, announcing he will not seek re-election. The Republican from Arkansas's 2nd District said the decision was made because of his family.
It's something that my wife and I have been talking about, praying about for about 5 or 6, maybe 7 months, and decided to finish my 2nd term, of course, but did not seek a 3rd term. And, when I got elected, I had an infant and a 3-year-old, and we were able to manage pretty easily. It's gotten a little more difficult.
Griffin says he doesn't know what he'll do at the end of his term, but that he will return to Little Rock and hopes to work in some form of public service. In November, Griffin was named to the powerful U.S. House Ways and Means Committee, becoming the first Republican from Arkansas to serve on the tax writing panel. At the time, Griffin said he wouldn't run for Arkansas governor or the U.S. Senate because of the appointment. Several possible Democratic candidates are considering running for the seat.
Governor Mike Beebe yesterday signed bills passed over the weekend in a special session, which partially reduce a rise in public school employee insurance premiums. The session was called to address both short and long-term fixes, but some of the reforms have yet to be crafted. Ongoing funding to mitigate premium increases will in part come from school facility and teacher development funds. But Beebe says that's just one part of a more permanent fix.
The second part of the long-term solution is a systemic change, which we never thought you could do in 3 days. It was always contemplated that that was going to take some in-depth study, some testimony, and you couldn't do that in 3 days. That's going to take a year or at least several months.
He says it's too soon to tell if efforts to fix the program will turn around enrollment trends.
In terms of getting more participation, I think you're going to have to wait until we see what the task force comes up with in terms of systemic changes before we know whether or not we'll be able to get increased participation. I think you'll have to see what the plans end up being.
A 14-member task force made up of legislators, state employees, and teachers have until the end of June to come up with a plan. Legislation creating the task force stipulates one part of the fix must be the inclusion of deductibles and for the Employee Benefit Division Board to be reformed with new appointees.
A groundbreaking for Bentonville's $16 million community center could be set in the near future. That's if the city council tonight approves a number of ordinances related to the project, dealing with issues including the construction contract with Crossland Construction, a joint use agreement for the center's pool with Bentonville Public Schools, and various budget adjustments. David Wright, the city's Parks and Recreation Director, says the community center project has been developed over the past 4 years. He says during that time, the project's design has been shaped in part by public input.
Our job over the last several years has been really twofold. One, we have to make sure that we're building a building that we can afford. So I've worked very closely with a construction management team, and we have analyzed every single amenity that is in this building. That goes from everything from the water faucets to the equipment in the basketball gymnasium. So literally, we haven't left anything unturned in looking at the design of the project and making sure that we're using our money the best way. And then the other side of that is that we had to save the money to do it.
To cover the majority share of the project's cost, Wright says the city took excess revenue and unused money at the end of the city's budget years, but a sizable portion of the project funding came from outside sources, which he says are crucial to making the project a reality.
We wouldn't be under construction today if it wasn't for some great partnerships that we have with organizations such as the Walton Family Foundation, the Bentonville Public Schools, the Bentonville Advertising and Promotions Commission, the CARE Foundation, and the Walmart Foundation. So, you know, of this $16 million, about $10 million comes directly from the city of Bentonville. But we're very, very appreciative of the organizations outside of the city there who believe in us enough to award us very large amounts of money to build this project.
Some of that outside funding includes $1 million from the Bentonville School District as part of the joint use agreement for the center's pool facilities, $1 million from the CARE Foundation, and $2 million from the Walton Family Foundation. Wright says that the site is ready to go, with the parking lot and roads already paved and underground utilities in place. He says if ground is broken in the next 2 months, the project could be completed by June 2015.
The Endeavor Foundation has announced more than $400,000 in grants to support Energize NWA, a community-led initiative to increase access to healthy food and physical activity. Grantees include sidewalks and bikeways in Bentonville and Fayetteville, school bike and safe routes to school programs, a neighborhood produce market at Tricycle Farms, an outdoor fitness trail and outdoor gym at the Fayetteville Boys and Girls Club, and other food and wellness programs in the area.
A detour near downtown Fayetteville will continue through tomorrow. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard will remain closed between Block and College Avenues as work continues to replace a failing stone culvert. The project was extended because of rain and complications working around utilities.
Mercy Hospital in Fort Smith has been awarded the Consumer Choice Award by the National Research Corporation. This marks the 10th consecutive year the hospital has received the award. It's one of 277 hospitals nationally and four in the state winning the award, chosen by consumers in National Research's nationally syndicated Market Insights Survey. The award is based on four metrics, including best overall quality, best reputation, best doctors, and best nurses.
Mostly clear tonight. Lows in northwest Arkansas around 34, lower 40. Tonight in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow, highs from 65 to 70. And tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows around 38 in northwest Arkansas, lows in the mid-40s tomorrow night for the Arkansas River Valley.